Just tell me a little bit about how the four of you came together to form Teen Men.
It kind of came together a little slowly. I'm a member of the Spinto band too, and that band had just finished up a pretty long, exhausting recording process. And then at the same time, the other Teen Men guy, Albert Burney, he had just finished up his first feature film. So we had kind of just completed these kind of creatively exhausting processes, and we were talking like, oh man, it'd be great to just go in and like mess around, do some music, make some music videos that are just no consequences, just like a palate cleanse in a way. So we ended up meeting at the studio and kind of just through hanging out and talking to each other decided like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we did like a music and video thing at the same time? That would be kind of interesting. So that's sort of how it started. And that was back in like 2011 was when those first couple experiments happened. And then fast forward to summer of 2013, and we're kind of in a similar position again. Spin a Band had just finished another record. So sort of this downtime, and sent an email out to all the guys like, hey, let's go in the studio and mess around. And Albert ended up showing up again. And then Joe ended up showing up again. And then we sort of started the same, picked up where we, not even where we left off, but just kind of messing around with new songs and music. And then did that a couple more times over the course of like a month, June of 2013 or so, June and July. And then kind of looked back on our tracks and our footprints, and there was sort of like 10 or 12 songs there. Like, yeah, this is sort of, maybe this is like its own separate thing now. And that's kind of when Teen Men as like a idea and a group kind of galvanized.
So you and Joe are in Spinto together still, Spinto Band. Okay. But what about Albert and Catherine? How did you know them, and how did you kind of meet up with them and create this foursome that kind of spawned out of nowhere?
Yeah. Well, Albert, Joe, and I have known each other since we were little kids. I mean, even going back to when Joe and Albert were just grade school age, their fathers are in a band together, the Sin City Band. So those guys grew up knowing each other. And then I met them through my other friend, Tom, who is a Spinto Band guy. We went to school together. So we just sort of known each other since, you know, we were in middle school. And then Catherine came into the group because she's my wife. So she just started hanging out. Just because it was the summertime and she was curious of what all this noise in the studio is all about. And she's a photographer. And so that whole kind of, like I was saying, after a couple of sessions when sort of this amoeba of a group started to like take shape, it's like, well, it'd be cool. Maybe it'd be cool to get another visual perspective in. Because we sort of had initially it was like Albert and I, this main visual perspective. And Joe was at a couple of those early ones. But then it's sort of like, well, let's get some more visual stuff going, I guess. Yeah.
In terms of the band name, I want to get a little bit of a timeline on this. I read something online about how the band name Teen Men is a reference to something maybe one of you saw or read in an old issue of Playboy magazine. Can you just kind of elaborate on that story and, you know, why or how you decided to go with that when you realized that you guys were actually a fully functioning band?
Yeah. So that sort of goes back to when we had most of these music songs that we recorded kind of just started as sort of stream of consciousness making music, not necessarily, I mean, there's melodies, but the lyrics were always coming later in this particular process. So once we were kind of writing some lyrics to this song and had writer's block, so we decided to just pick some random books and magazines from the studio, open them to random pages, and just sort of like see if we could get any sort of inspiration. And then one of the things that was grabbed was an old 60s Playboy magazine. Opened it up, and there was an advertisement selling pants, and they said, the best pants for boys, men, and teen men. And it just seemed like just a really strange and hilarious sort of adjective. But then at the same time, it kind of almost fit the ethos of what we were doing in a way. Like we were just thinking like a teen man, what is it? A teenager is this sort of, they're a little reckless. They're, overconfident, probably to a fault. And then, but in a way that all these characteristics of a teenager, in some ways, were kind of fueling our little palate cleanse in a way. You know, like we had initially gone in to try and be like, let's try, like, run full speed ahead at something, and we don't look back. We just, no consequences, like, just try something. And it was sort of like, that's sort of, as a teenager, just like, you're such an idiot. You're just plowing forward because you think you know what's best. And so, in a way, that sort of ethos was sort of underlying our creation process at the moment. So it seemed like a perfect fit.
And talking about the visual artistry, you know, I've watched a lot of the videos that are online. I think there was at least five of your self-titled album, five songs from the self-titled album that have video that go along with them. It seems like animation and music kind of go together for you guys. Why do you choose to do that when most bands maybe would just write the songs, record an album, and kind of leave it at that? Is it because you guys each have these kind of side gigs and these hobbies or skills that you want to incorporate, or are you just completely going in a different direction?
Yeah, the reason we kind of always try and have some visual component mainly just goes back to that initial idea, which was, can we try and create something that is video and audio created at the same time? And I guess for both of us, me and the music and Albert in the video, they're always, one would happen before the other, you know. And mostly whenever I play in a band, it's like, write the song, and then if a video gets made, it gets made, and it's this other, you know, we might be involved with it, but it's like a linear thing. And then this was just more just an idea to see what would happen. Could we create like this, or what could we create like this, you know? So, you know, there would be some songs where we had recorded some bed track, and then we were just, Albert and I would sit around a computer and play the song on loop, and he would just play a lot of footage that he had recently shot, and then we'll all like just write down what we liked and then compare notes. And then, you know, lo and behold, we all wrote down images of like body parts or something to do with movement. So it's like, okay, well, let's write the lyrics about that. So it's sort of trying to get the video to inspire the music and the music to inspire in video at a little more at the same time than normal. And yeah, the only reason we did it was basically to try a new process, you know. Okay. Been in bands like the normal band way. Right. Try something new, see what happens.
Okay. Cool. So you're saying that a lot of times the visuals, the video clips and whatnot, the video clips would kind of inspire the lyrics.
Yeah, a couple of different times, you know. Video would inspire what we create in the sound, and then especially live as well. Like the videos that you've seen online are more traditional music videos, but when we play live, we have another series of videos that are even more synchronized to the songs. So we try and make an effort to not have the video just kind of be an accompaniment, but more as like a very integrated, interactive part of the set, where, you know, the band will interact with the video screen and, you know, try and get like the video screen to interact with the audience or something like that. So that's been kind of a fun challenge that sometimes we've been successful at and sometimes we haven't, you know.